Hello and welcome back to the KF Anderson Leadership Show. Today here joining me in the studio is Siegfried.
Hello.
And today we're going to be speaking about Module 1 and the Master of Business Leadership and the Will to Lead. So Siegfried, what is the Will to Lead and Module 1?
Oh yeah, thank you very much for that. This is the longest training I have ever done in my time. I have done that for more than 35 years. 20,000 people have been through this module, and with a significant outcome for all of them. Definitely for 90% of them actually changed their lives. I'm quite sure that this is true. Many people tell me that. Even people who have been under training 30 years ago, when I meet them in the airport or wherever I meet them, I say, do you know that? Very interesting. We were a couple of people who met last week. We spent a whole hour discussing your training. That was amazing. So what is this? the interesting thing about the will to lead is, and where this training is different from anything else that I ever heard about, is one thing only. I focus on your strengths and nothing else. The way we do that is, and the reason why we do that is, first and foremost, the reason why I call it the will to lead is because you will never achieve anything truly significant in your life without being absolutely devoted at what you're doing. Period. And the point is here, that means that I had to bring you into a situation where you're really and absolutely devoted. How to actually do that? There's a lot of things here that actually disturb your mind about this. For example, you need to look at why you want a break from work, a vacation, or a day off. If you were doing something that you truly care about and really devoted and you really love to do, why would you then want a break? I don't understand that. This is something to do with your will. There's no connection between what you have up in your brain about yourself and what you actually do. So there's a bad connection. People only live their lives, let's say, 60% of what they really want, or 70%, 80%, very few, actually 100%. But people who live 100% their own life, they are definitely devoted. And this is what this is all about. Let's start a little bit about the process. Focusing on only your strengths, you need, first and foremost, to convince yourself that what you have achieved so far in your life has actually been very successful. So I start the training by asking you to focus on the past and try to identify these situations where you feel that you did something very successful. That probably end up being a 4, 5, 6 points, maybe even more, doesn't matter. When you've done that, then I want you to take the first, what I call, helicopter perspective of yourself and say, okay, a man, a human being, a woman who actually done this, what kind of strengths must this person have? And let me ask you to identify this with your own words, not my words, but with your own words. Try to identify what kind of strengths you actually have and hold from what I call a helicopter perspective. When you then have done that, then they take you through a lot of exercises, assignments, and then you figure out what is actually your strength. I have a test, and this test is a test that, well, where we both test yourself on the 140 questions about how you perceive yourself. When this is done, then we ask you to deliver that test also to some of your colleagues, your peers, and your boss, and your people, and ask them to reply exactly the same questions. The interesting thing about that is not that there's a difference. The point is, what your people tell you in the test is what I call the truth for them. And the interesting thing is that you have to align yourself. If there's a big deviation between what you scored yourself and what all your people score on average, then you are looking at something that's not reality. That means the first thing you have to do is to adjust your reality. I do that very, very easy for you, because I say it's not about all the 140 replies. Take the 5 highest scores that your people come up with and point at your colleagues and your peers and your boss, and these are your strengths, because this is evaluated by people around you, and five people with the same opinion can hardly be wrong. So align yourself to this. We also have next step in this process is to figure out what you actually like to do. And that's a long process where we have to sit down and try to figure out, you have to identify whatever you like to do at work or at home or in your spare time or whatever you do. It's your entire life. It's not just one thing. It is your entire life. We want you to figure out, what do you like to do? When you then have done all this, that means first identified what your strengths from a helicopter perspective, then from a 3 meters perspective, 1 meters perspective, and then now we ask you to figure out what you like to do. Then you put these three into a concept and say, okay, what am I really good at? And then you take the whole concept here, build up on this, put them into a concept. By doing that, you will experience one very interesting thing, and that is that you get an immense amount of energy. The interesting thing about that is we take you to a place through this assignment here that I call your best self. That means that they literally take up both your energy level, your mental capability, your ideas about yourself, the concept of the skills that you have, and your emotions, put them into a time and a space constraint, and then try to for you to experience how you feel, how you are, how you perform at your best self. That I show you one method how to do this. There are several other ways of doing that. It doesn't matter. But the point is that you have tried it yourself. You have seen yourself then leaving the training from a perspective where you experienced yourself at your best self. Most people have never done that before. And then you have to take the decision. Is this something I really will? And this is the reason why I call it the will to lead yourself. is that really something you will, or was it just an experience? You have to decide that. But the interesting thing about that is that you now learned how to mobilize all dimensions of your multiple intelligence. You have a lot of intelligence. And the point is, I want you to put yourself in a spot where you can shine from early morning, late day, every day, for the rest of your life. This is what module one is all about, the will to lead. But do you really will? You have to answer that question and get it done. Okay? I look forward to see you on module one. We have several modules, both in Danish and English, around the world on this module. So I look forward to welcome you to the training. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you for that, Siegfried. And now remember to go into Siegfried's website, which is kfanderson.com. There are free articles and videos there. You can also, of course, book a training or a course there, any one of the three modules. And thank you for watching.